Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hi, Diana. My name is Robert Gardner. I'm writing your name down here. Okay. And on the, when was it? I think it was the 19th of February. I have a bunch of papers here. But I apparently ordered, I don't recall it, but I apparently ordered a watch and some earbuds. According to the email that someone at your office sent me here yesterday, it said that a watch, the hype watch and the hype pods were ordered. The total subtotal was $597. Shipping was free, and so the grand total was $597. Now, apparently that was shipped. I have the package here on the 19th. I received it on the 23rd of February, in the morning. But so I opened it up, and as I said before, I didn't recall ordering this, so I was kind of curious what the heck it was. Well, there was no bill with it, no statement. So I really didn't know any information about it. Well, since then I had a devil of a time trying to charge the phone. There's a charger there, but for some reason it wouldn't charge off my USB port. And I tried a couple different ones. But anyway, I finally got it charged. Have no idea how to work it. And the earbuds, I'm struggling with, but I finally figured out how to get them into my ear where they wouldn't fall out right away. But on the 8th of March, there was a debit to my account of $59.97 from your company, and I didn't get that until they sent it out. Now, I mean, I got it 2 days later, but so on the 10th, I received that. That's the first time I knew exactly what these things were supposed to cost. Well, then I went ahead and called and whined a little bit because I didn't remember ordering them, but the lady said she would send me an email, confirmation on the order. I said, okay. So I got the email, and I was looking to see when that was sent, but it really doesn't matter. But anyway, I got that and printed it out. And that's when I found out that it was supposed to cost $5.97 and have free shipping. So that's my predicament. It said $5.97 on the email that I got from you, and I got billed $59.97.
All right, Mr. Robert, can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes? Hello?
Hello.
Can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
Yes, 6208 West Willow Highway. That's in Lansing, Michigan. The zip is 48917.
All right, Mr. Robert, it does say here on the 19th of last month, you started two free 14-day trials with the Hype Watch and the Hype Pods, and you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, and a one-year warranty for that pods and the shipping and handling, totaled out to $18.94. No, sir, that watch was free for the trial, the 14-day trial, and you only paid shipping and handling for $5.97. That was your shipping and handling. The watch did not cost $5.97. The watch cost, the final price was $69.97 because that is explained to you in the trial. The terms and conditions, it lets you know you were just in a free 14-day trial. And if you did not call to cancel within the 14 days, on the 15th day, you will get your final price for both of those products that you have. That $5.97 was not the price. That was your shipping and handling. And it also lets you know when you confirm this order that you was just in a free 14-day trial also. And I do apologize that that information went overlooked. But, yeah. That $69.97 and the $59.97 is your final price because those two products are yours now. So you were just in a free 14-day trial on the 19th for the 14 days.
I see. All right. Well, I'm disappointed with that, and I'm probably going to get a hold of my Visa card people and see what I can do about that because I didn't even know that there was any charge at all until the 10th of March when I received my statement from my credit union because there was no receipt or bill or anything with the articles when I received them. I had no idea where they came from. I didn't remember ordering them, and which is not uncommon for me. But when I checked, nothing was said about the $59.95 or the 14-day trial. I would just sent the email, which has nothing like that on it either, but it said that it was the total charge was $5.97. So I thought call and check on that. But I see what you're saying. It's just that I don't have any information that indicates that.
Would you like our website?
Pardon me?
Would you like our website? It would explain the trial that you are in. That you were in.
Yeah. I would like out of the trial, but I don't have my hearing aids in, and so I can hear you, but I don't hear real well, unfortunately.
You let me know that you didn't have any information for the process you're in now. I was going to give you our website to look it over because it does explain to you.
All right.
That is shophypewatch.com.
All righty. Shophypewatch.com. All right.
Correct. And then you scroll to the top. Well, you don't have to scroll, but it says terms and conditions at the top next to home and privacy policy.
I see. All right. Well, you've been helpful, and I guess the ball's back in my court. So I appreciate your patience listening to my story there, and I guess I'll proceed from here. But thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome, Mr. Robert, and I can offer you a 35% refund towards those two charges on the 7th.
Okay. What would that amount to?
For the $69.97, you will be getting $24.49 back, or I could do $50 for you for both charges, which means for the $69.97, you will be getting for the $69.97, you will be getting $34.99 back, and I also can do 50% for the other charge.
Well, that's pleasurable. That's very kind of you, and I think I can accept that and then just drop the issue. Do you know, just offhand, if there's a, and maybe it's on your website, but if there's a website that gives instructions on how to use the watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, is that on your normal website, shopite.com?
Yes, sir.
Watch.com, okay.
Yeah, right. You will scroll all the way to the bottom, and when you ordered this, it has the instructions in the box. You probably, you know, overlooked it, but it does have instructions on how to work it.
I see. Well, I haven't come across that yet, or maybe I've overlooked it. If I have, I'm sorry about that. But the watch is of no good to me if I can't figure out how to work it. So I'll do a little research on the online and hopefully figure out what's going on that. Refund is much appreciated. And as I said, if that happens, then as far as I'm concerned, the issue is closed. Now, there won't be any more items shipped to me, will there?
No, sir.
I mean, like, you have some test item every month or something like that. Okay. Well, that'll help things, too. All righty. Well, have a wonderful day, and you've been very patient and very knowledgeable, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Mr. Robert. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day also.
Yep, bye.